One Brahmin said, Nitai's just a 12-year-old boy. He doesn't know cooking. He doesn't know cleaning. He doesn't know all these things. How will he help the sannyasi? My son knows all these things. I will catch that sannyasi. I will find him, and I will trade. Give Nitai back to Ekachakra. I will give you my son. And then everyone in Ekachakra had the same feeling. I will find that sannyasi, I will fall at his feet, I will bathe it with my tears, and I will beg him, if you need an assistant, take my son, take all my sons, but leave Nityananda Prabhu with us, please. We have heard in the story of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya how the people of Navadvipa and the people of Vrindavan, they loved Krishna and Lord Nimai more than their own children. This, to Maharaj Parikshit, was inconceivable. He asked Sukadeva Goswami, it's completely contradictory to human nature that you could possibly love someone else's child more than your own. But Sukadeva Goswami explained that Krishna is the source of life. He's the source of life that makes every living being attractive to another. Ultimately, all of our affection is only for Krishna. And we have affection for anyone because they're just a fragmental, tiny little part and parcel of Krishna. Now we hear about that theoretical. But here in Ekachakra, they realized it practically. They were all running in all directions like mad people, the whole town of Ekachakra, looking for that Brahmin to trade all their children for Nityananda to bring him back. But nobody could find him. All of Ekachakra sunk deeply into the darkness of the gloom of separation. My friends, please listen carefully. The old Brahmin explained to Janava, at that time, all the astrologers of Ekachakra came together and performed calculations and came to the realization that that prophecy, which was made many generations before, that Balaram himself, the supreme god, is going to take birth in Ekachakra, that was Nityananda! Now we know, but it's too late. That truth that all of our forefathers have been waiting for, living for, was living amongst us. And we did not recognize him. How shameful. How unfortunate. Now the Lord of our hearts, the Lord of our life, the Lord of the universe, who stole our hearts, is gone. Yes, the state of affairs in Ekachakra was indescribable. Hadai Pandit, 24 hours a day, cried. Hearing his crying, the stone and the wood of Ekachakra would melt. Sometimes hearing Hadai Pandit weeping, tears would come out of stone. It was unbearable. The cows did not want to eat the grass. The calves didn't even desire the milk of their mother. The bees had no concern for the pollen and the flowers. The birds just gazed into the sky and forgot how to sing. The river could not even flow. And Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, they could not eat or sleep. the people of Ekachakra were gathered around somehow or other trying to console Hadai Pandit and his good wife. They would make wonderful preparations and offer it to them, but they could not eat. Why? Because Hadai Pandit and Padmavati were thinking in their hearts that if they eat this food, it would only give them a longer life and increase their suffering. For 3 months, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati did not put a morsel of food in their mouth. What sustained their lives? Their constant remembrance of Lord Nityananda. Hadai Pandit became like a madman. He would just see, he would imagine his Nityananda Prabhu being with him. Nitai, Nitai, come, I'm going to buy you nice playthings in the marketplace. Come with me, let's go. Oh, Nitai, you're walking ahead of me too fast. I'm getting old, please slow down. Nitai, please come and take your bath. Your mother is waiting for you. Your mother has prepared you a wonderful dinner, Nitai. Please come. Come. I know you're out there playing. Come, Nitai, and eat. Nitai, it's time to check the rice paddies. Come with me. I cannot give up your association even for a moment. On regular occasions, Hadai Pandit would call out to his wife, Padmavati, "Look! Look, my dear wife! Look in the horizon! The sannyasi is returning to Ekachakra, and look, by his side is Nityananda Ram! He's returning home! Dear Padmavati, look, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's returning home! Don't you see him? Can't you see him?" This was the mood of separation. For 3 months, in the madness of love, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati chanted the holy names of their son 24 hours a day. And in that separation, when they saw Nityananda was not returning, they both gave up their lives. That was the end of the society of Ekachakra. Everyone here was suffering unbearably in the separation of Nitai. They really only lived for one purpose, to somehow or other try to console and give life to his parents. But when they died, there was no reason for anyone to remain here. The Brahman explained to Janavadevi that after the disappearance of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, no one spoke a single word to each other. Everyone just quietly left. They couldn't bear being here without Nityananda Prabhu. People just went in all different directions. But he explained, a few of us, we remained. We remained here in Ekachakra with only one aspiration in our life: to be here when Nitai returns. Why? Why did Nityananda Prabhu leave such loving parents? This is an inconceivable truth that is very difficult for anybody to understand. How could anyone break the binds of such a loving relationship? But sometimes, for a higher spiritual purpose, this must be done. Lord Kapiladev left his widowed mother, Devahuti, after instructing her in Sankhya philosophy. Sukadev Goswami left his beloved father, Vedavyas, for a higher spiritual purpose. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke the heart of his widowed mother, Sachi, and his very young, loving wife, Vishnupriya, for the higher purpose of giving Krishna consciousness, giving Krishna prana to the world. It was for that purpose that these great souls broke the hearts of their family members. As the old Brahmin explained, he became very, very deeply emotional. He said, everyone left, and Eka Chakra became nothing but ruins. All the houses, all the shops, all the marketplaces were vacant. In course of time, everything crumbled. And then he told Janavadevi, that every day I take this walk that you see me on today. I walk to all the various places where Nityananda Prabhu would play with his friends, remembering Nityananda Prabhu and his wonderful games is the only thing I live for. Providence is cruel, for I have lived this long life with only my memories of Nityananda. I simply hope that one day I would see him again. But alas, he has never returned to Eka Chakra. I simply pray to be reborn in Eka Chakra, life after life, on the hope of seeing my Nityananda. And at the end of each life, let me simply call the name of Nitai Chand. The Brahmin broke down in bitter sobbing and repeatedly called out the name Nitai. 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 Sobbing and sobbing uncontrollably. With a choked voice, he repeatedly cried out, Nitai. Janavadevi and the devotees, their emotions went completely out of control. To hear of the love of this Brahmin for her husband, all the devotees just fell to the ground weeping and crying. And Krishna Das Pandit, one of the great associates of Nityananda Prabhu, bowed down again and again and again at the feet of that Brahmin. Then he took them to Hadai Pandit's house, where Nityananda Prabhu resided. It was ruins. Vacant for many long years. He was about to speak to them something about that place, but his emotions became so overwhelming in separation, without saying a single word, he left. The devotees understood his heart and let him go. Janavadevi went into the darkness of that abandoned home, and she sat in a secluded corner on the floor and began to lament. She was thinking, how unfortunate I am. I never got to meet my mother-in-law and father-in-law, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. How unfortunate. Then she fell asleep, and in a dream, there was Nityananda Prabhu. And there was Hadai Pandit and Padmavati showering blessings upon her. The fulfillment of such an inner desire. Then that dream broke, and she felt very, very much in the gloom of separation from what she just experienced. Then another dream manifested. There was Lord Nityananda Prabhu in Eka Chakra on a beautiful throne. And she was sitting on one side, and Vasudha, her sister, was on the other side. And he was exchanging very intimate affections of love with them, glancing upon them, giving them flowers, smiling upon them. Then that dream disappeared. And all that was around her was the darkness of the abandoned ruins of Nitai's home. Ishwari Janavadevi lamented bitterly and took her devotees from Eka Chakra. On the way, they saw a drunkard. He was acting horribly. Ridiculous things he was saying. He appeared very violent as well. The devotees didn't want to go anywhere near him. But Janava approached him and gave him shelter. Spoke sweet words of transcendental knowledge. And by her grace, that Brahmin, or not Brahmin, that drunkard, surrendered to her lotus feet, began to chant the holy names and attained the perfection of life. I have thus concluded the introduction to our talk. When Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Nityananda Prabhu, left Eka Chakra, he visited all the holy places of pilgrimage. Went to Vakreshwar, went to Gaya, then he went to Varanasi, Prayag, Ayodhya, then he came to Mathura. In Mathura, he saw the place of Lord Krishna's appearance and wept in ecstasy. Then he went to Gokul, where he saw the place of Gopal's appearance and even the place of his own appearance, his Balaram, and was maddened in ecstatic love. He traveled through all the 12 forests of Brajdham, and every place he cast his eyes were the familiar forests of his eternal Leela. While he was in Vrindavan, he was just like a little child, just playing with the cows. Although he was a man, physically, he was playing with the children, playing in the Jamuna. When he went to Ram Ghat, he remembered his Ras Leela with gopis. Then he continued his journey. He went to Hastinapur, where he saw the place of the Pandavas. And there he wept incessant tears, thinking of the love of the Pandavas, his devotees. He traveled in all directions. He went to Badrik Ashram, to the source of the Ganga and the Jamuna. He went all the way down to Setu Banda, the place where the monkey soldiers built the bridge for him to cross to Sri Lanka. He went to Kanyakumari, Tirupati, Srirangam, Madurai. He visited Jagannath Puri and saw the beautiful forms of Jagannath. When he saw Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra, he was falling unconscious in ecstatic love. People had to hold him up. He visited Dwarka and saw the wonderful pastimes, places where he and Krishna lived for so many years in that island of the ocean. During his travels, he came to Pandharpur. How long would you like me to speak?
As long as Nityananda Prabhu's journey took place. As long as Nityananda Prabhu's journey lasts 20 years, something like that.
Maharaj wants me to speak for 20 years. I'll try my best. Pandharpur is the place of Vithal in Maharashtra. Very famous ancient deity from the time of Lord Krishna 5,000 years ago, Vithal Dev or Panduranga has been worshipped. In that holy place of Pandharpur, he stayed in the home of a Brahmin, a very pure-hearted Brahmin, who was a very great devotee of Panduranga. He learned from that Brahmin that his spiritual master's name was Lakshmipati Tirtha, and that his guru was soon to come. Nityananda Prabhu was very eager to meet his guru. He told him, "When your guru comes, do not tell him anything about me staying in your house." So Lakshmipati Tirtha arrived. After the darshan of Vithal Dev, this great acharya in the Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, he took rest in a small house that was provided by the Brahmin. When he was sleeping, Lord Sri Balaram appeared to him in a dream. And beautiful, beautiful complexion, like a spring cloud, decorated with blue turban, and blue chadar, and blue dhoti, wearing ornaments of gold and jewels. Lord Sri Balaram told him, "Tomorrow, a young man is going to approach you for initiation. You should give him this mantra." And he whispered a mantra in his ears. Lakshmipati Tirtha was in ecstasy. He just had darshan of Balaramji. As the sun was rising, first thing in the morning, Sri Nityananda Ram came into his room and fell at his feet and begged him with folded hands for initiation. He whispered that mantra into his ears. Nityananda Prabhu became his humble servant and disciple. That night he had another dream where Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in the dream, and his form became Sri Balaramji. Then he realized who Nityananda Prabhu was. But Balaram told him, "Do not disclose this to anyone. Keep this secret in your heart." From that moment on, Lakshmipati Tirtha was so intoxicated with transcendental ecstatic love He practically could not even communicate with the external world. He left Pandharapur, and very soon after, he could not keep away from his Lord any longer. He gave up his life, remembering the beautiful form of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and returned back home, back to Godhead. Nitai continued his pilgrimage. In the western provinces of India, he happened to meet the great Madhavendra Puri. The union of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri is one of the most historical and emotional dramas of history of this world. When they saw each other, their hearts melted in ecstatic love. They embraced. As Nityananda and Madhavendra Puri embraced, both of them fell unconscious, lifeless. Then the disciples of Madhavendra Puri, headed by Ishwara Puri and Brahmananda Puri, they began to chant kirtan. Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri awakened, and all they could do was cry, roll on the ground, look at each other, embrace each other. And all the symptoms of ecstatic love were manifesting uncontrollably on their bodies. Just by their love for each other, torrents and torrents of tears flowed from their eyes. Their bodies were transforming different colors. Their hairs were standing on end. Their limbs were trembling. Their voices were choked up. They couldn't even speak. Alas, after some time, they were controlled enough to communicate with words. Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "Today my pilgrimage has borne fruit because I am seeing the ecstatic love of Madhavendra Puri." That Madhavendra Puri's body is the very personification of devotional service. And anyone who sees or touches it becomes purified. Today, I accept Madhavendra Puri as my spiritual master. Madhavendra Puri, he couldn't even speak to answer. For many days, they spent in Harikatha. Doesn't say specifically how many days, but they didn't sleep. Day and night, they just continued Harikatha. Madhavendra Puri, he said, "I have never seen such ecstatic love as I see in Nityananda Prabhu. Wherever Lord Nityananda Prabhu is, all the holy places of pilgrimage are present. Anyone who hears Nityananda's name attains pure love of Krishna. And if anyone envies Nityananda Prabhu, whoever they may be, Krishna will reject them." Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in his heart of hearts, accepted Madhavendra Puri as the prominent guru of his life. After many days of exchanging such love with great difficulty, Madhavendra Puri departed for the Sarayu River, and Nityananda Prabhu continued his journey to Setu Banda. Vrindavan Das Thakur gives the blessing that anyone who hears this meeting of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri with faith will achieve the wealth of unconditional love for Krishna. Nityananda Ram eventually returned to Vrindavan. There he decided he would remain until Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated his Sankirtan movement. He remained in Vrindavan for several years. And there, he was just like a little boy. He wouldn't even eat. He was so engrossed in Braj Ras. He would just, all day long, splash around with the cows and the Jamuna, and climb trees, and go to the different groves and perform wonderful pastimes, even play with little children. He resided at Sringar Bhat, also called Nityananda Bhat, on bank of Yamuna. Said he didn't eat. He just never thought about eating. What does Sukha think? Sleeping. He was so immersed in his Vrindavan Leela. If someone just came up to him and gave him some milk, unasked, then he would drink it. Then this way, he was engrossed in Braj Leela. Then he understood that Lord Gauranga had returned from Gaya and was waiting for him to assist in the Harinam Sankirtan movement. As we have explained previously, during that whole 20 years of pilgrimage, Nityananda Prabhu never preached. Because until he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and received the order to preach from him, he would not. Because his purpose on earth was simply to be the servant of Lord Gauranga. We have described how Lord Nityananda Prabhu was hiding in the house of Nandan Acharya. Lord Chaitanya was so excited. He told his devotees, in 2 or 3 days, a great personality is coming. He said, I saw in a dream last night a chariot, the best chariot in all of the world, a chariot that could carry a person beyond material existence back to the spiritual world. It came and stopped right in front of my house. On top of that chariot was a large, strong, beautiful personality. He had large, lotus-like eyes. He was wearing a blue turban and shining blue clothes. He had an earring, a beautiful earring in his left ear. He held a plow on his shoulder. He repeated again and again and again, is this the home of Nimai Pandit? Is this Nimai Pandit's home? 10 or 20 times he spoke this. It appeared that he was Lord Balaram himself. I inquired, oh great personality, who are you? He replied, I am your brother, and tomorrow we will meet together and get to know each other. Lord Chaitanya said, I think Balaram himself has come to Navadvip. Go! Go, Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, search every home, every bathing ghat, everywhere, and find this great personality. They looked for 9 hours and came back and said, there is no such person. The Lord smiled and said, come with me, and took them directly to the house of Nandan Acharya where Nitai was hiding. Lord Gauranga offered obeisances with all the other devotees at the feet of Nitai. When Nityananda Prabhu saw Lord Chaitanya, he was stunned, unblinking. In his heart, he felt, the Lord of my life has come. He stood like a statue. No one had ever seen such an ecstatic symptom. He was absolutely just paralyzed with love. There was no, just gazing on the Lord. The Lord told Srivas to sing a verse from the Bhagavatam describing Krishna entering into the forest with a peacock feather in his hair, with beautiful dhoti shining like lightning, with Vajayanti mala extending down to his knees, playing upon his flute, decorated with all wonderful ornaments by Yashoda Mai, with his friends. When Nityananda Prabhu heard this, he roared. He roared. He became uncontrollable in ecstasy. But all the while, his eyes were only gazing at the beautiful golden form of Lord Chaitanya. He was rolling in the ground. He was crying. He was laughing. He was leaping. He was jumping. He was falling to the ground. It appeared that all of his limbs were going to be crushed. Lord Chaitanya said, hold him still. And all the devotees, they couldn't. It was like holding, trying to hold a moving mountain. Then Lord Chaitanya embraced him, and he immediately became still. Then they spoke beautiful words of loving affection. Nitai said to Lord Chaitanya, I have traveled for so many years to many holy places, but Krishna was not there. I asked everybody, where is Krishna? They said, he has just left Gaya, and he's gone to Nadia, where he's chanting the holy names, and anyone who goes there, even the worst sinner, will be delivered. Nitai said, because I am the worst sinner, I have come to be delivered by you. The Lord arranged for him to stay at the house of Srivas Pandit, and the next day was Nitai's Vyas Puja, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him Sadbuja. At the culmination of the ceremony, Srivas gave garland to Nityananda Prabhu and said, place it. And Vyas, so be it, so be it. Let it be so. They asked, Srivas said, Lord Gauranga, he's not putting. Lord Chaitanya said, put it on Vyas. And he put it on Lord Chaitanya. Then Mahaprabhu revealed him Sadbuja. He was holding conch shell, disc, club, lotus flower, plow, and mace. Nityananda Prabhu fell unconscious. The Lord revived him, and they had beautiful dancing and chanting of the holy names. During the first dance performance of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in Srivasangam, Sachi Devi saw Nityananda Prabhu, and her heart just melted. In her heart, she said, this is my son. This is Nimai's brother. The connection between Sachi Devi and Nityananda Prabhu was mother and child. And similarly, Srivas Thakur's wife, Malini, loved Nityananda Prabhu like a mother. Should I tell a couple of those stories? One time, Sachi Devi told Vishwambar, I had a very, very extraordinary dream last night. Huh? What is that dream? He said, I saw you and Nityananda were two boys about 5 years old, and you were playing all over the house, and then you ran onto the altar where we have deities of Krishna Balaram. And I saw you had Balaram in your hands and Nityananda had Krishna in his hands. And you were taking them off the altar. And Balaram said, who are you thugs? What kind of dacoits are you? This is our home. This is our room. And all the yogurt and all the sandesh and all the butter are ours. And then I saw Nityananda reply. He said, your time is gone.
No longer are you cowherd boys stealing butter from the houses of the gopis. That time is gone. Now you have become Brahmins. And all of these offerings are for us. You must renounce, and if you do not, you will perish. Krishna and Balaram replied in great enthusiasm, said, I will tie you up and I will throw you out of this house and no one can blame us, your impudence. And then Balaram said, and I will do exactly what Krishna just said. Sachi said, and then Nityananda said, my master is Lord Chaitanya. My master is Nimai. I have no fear of anyone. Then I woke up. Can you explain this dream to me, my son? Lord Chaitanya said, this is a very nice dream. Do not tell anyone what you have seen. Sachi Devi said, but while in this dream, you want to know what else happened? You were fighting. You were fighting over the sandesh. Nitai would take the sandesh out of Balaram's hand and he would take it out and they would start eating and they were crying. They were just snatching food from one mouth to the other. And then Nityananda Prabhu was crying, Mom, Mother, 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 feed me! So Lord Chaitanya said, all right, I will call Nityananda for lunch today. So Lord Chaitanya went to Srivasangam and said, Nitai, Sachimati is preparing lunch for us today. But behave yourself. Nityananda said, what do you mean behave myself? I always behave myself. You give me one instance when I did not slightly deviate from behave myself. You tell me. I'm always very well behaved, sober person. So as they were walking, they came right to Sachimata's door, and Nitai was in so much ecstasy, his clothes fell off. So Nimai said, I thought you always behaved yourself. So he took his own turban and started tying it on. And they came inside, and such Gadadhar was there, and so other devotees, and Sachimata sat them down. And she made a very nice prasad for them. And she brought in the first course and served it. Then she went in to get other preparations. But when she came back in the room, what did she see? She saw Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They weren't there. Instead, there were two little five-year-old boys. One had a white complexion and one had a bluish complexion. And they both had four arms. They were holding conch shell, disc, lotus flower, a club, and even a plow. And they were clothed in only the four directions. When Sachimata saw this sight, tears poured from her eyes, and she collapsed unconscious in ecstasy. And the food in her hands, the prasad, just went flying in all directions. Nimai, Gauranga, he got up immediately, washed his hands, and picked up his mother and said, Mother, what happened? What happened to you? Why did you fall down? In her ecstasy, she could not speak a word. She just tied her hair back and went into her room and in a secluded place, wept in love. Meanwhile, Ishan, her servant, picked up all the food and made everything nice and served the devotees. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that Ishan used to see these types of ecstasies of Sachimata's love every single day. So there is no one more fortunate in all the 14 worlds than Ishan.
the personal servant of Sachimata.
One day, Malini, the wife of Srivas, was arranging for the puja paraphernalia of her husband, Srivas Thakur. And a crow came and picked up the brass cup filled with ghee and flew away with it. Then the crow returned without the brass cup. So Malini was very much upset. How it's going to disappoint her husband that this very, very critical part of his puja paraphernalia is gone. So she began to cry. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu came into the room. And he said, "Why are you crying?" She said, "The crow just stole the brass cup of ghee that my husband is going to use for his puja." He said, "That is not a problem." And Nityananda Prabhu spoke to the crow, said, "Bring back Srivas's ghee." Malini saw the crow fly away and come back with the brass cup, still full with ghee in place to God. Malini said, "This is no surprise. You brought back the dead sons of Sandipani Muni. What is the difficulty for you to bring back a brass cup of ghee? As Ananta Shesha, you are holding all the universes on your hoods. What is the difficulty for you to do this? By your holy name, you deliver people from all the clutches of material miseries. What is the difficulty for you to bring back a cup of ghee? You destroyed Ravana's army. And ultimately, in your anger with the river Kalindi, with your plow, you chastised her and began to drag her. And she came forward and surrendered her life to you. You rescue all people who chant your holy names from the grips of Yamaraj. So it is a very small thing that you convince this crow to bring back our cup of ghee." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day brought Nityananda Prabhu in the assembly of the devotees. Nityananda Prabhu was in very great ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya said, "Give me your kopan." So Nityananda Prabhu gave him his kopan. Lord Chaitanya ripped that kopan into small strips, and he gave each strip to one of the devotees. And he said, this is the kopan of Nityananda Prabhu. Anyone who wears this kopan will transcend all the modes of material nature, and anyone who takes this kopan will experience ecstatic love of Krishna. Now everyone, tie it around your heads." Then Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees tied his kopan around their heads. Said, "Anyone who tastes the nectar of the foot wash of Nityananda Prabhu will get the priceless treasure of Krishna praying." And Lord Chaitanya personally washed his feet and distributed the water, and everyone drank it. And Nityananda was in such a trance, he didn't know what was happening. He was just gazing into the sky. And as they were drinking the foot wash of Nityananda Prabhu with his kopans around their head, they all went absolutely mad in ecstatic love. They dancing and dancing and dancing, loudly chanting,
"Krishna, Krishna, 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 Krishna."
Nityananda Prabhu ki. Lord Chaitanya proclaimed to the world that no one could receive his mercy without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu.